Pawtacular, 200 and... 200 and beat burrito.
This is going to go very well.
Okay, 3, 2... Pawtacular, episode 233. Forge World and Reach Campaign Impressions. For the week of August 2nd, 2010.
Everyone, welcome to Pawtacular episode 233. I am Duststorm.
And I am JVB.
And I am Amplified Silence.
And I am Captain Hawk.
Yeah.
Aim Killer.
Yeah, again.
Killer. Welcome, everyone.
All right, we got a mini reunion here going on.
Yeah, no kidding. We have
a little bit. Yeah.
Two old timers here.
Hey, watch it.
Hey.
Hey, I mean it in the good sense, okay? Okay.
So what if I do the old man grunt when I go to stand up or something?
Hey, that was you, not me, okay? I just want to make that straight. But yes, by old timers, I mean old as in the older podcast, which you Mo did and Krunk did the voicemails for.
Yeah.
The old glory days, as we like to refer to them as. So what's been up with you two? Give us a little update on what's been going in your worlds and why you're coming back to Pawtacular all of a sudden and all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, we're gonna start off with Krunk unless he stopped eating popcorn.
Oh no, yeah, I'm good. I'm good for now.
Okay, cool.
So, don't mind me if I'm digging in my teeth though.
I gotta get that up.
Was it buttery?
Yeah. So how you been, Krunk? Because at least I've been around on the podcast a few times. But about you, man?
I kind of took a break from Pawtacular. Took a break from Halo. You know, I was out playing some other games and just kind of doing, you know, life caught up with me and stuff and work things and, you know, I had to take a break for a little while, but I'm still around and I'm actually doing some other things with some buddies that I used to work with and we've got a site and matter of fact, we just put together a podcast last week. And it's not about gaming. It's more about movies and entertainment.
Awesome.
Is this your Soda Pop thing?
Yeah, this is a Soda Pop Journal.
You guys did that before, though, right? Because I remember.
Yeah, well, we've had the site going for maybe over a year now. And it was mostly a lot of us writing stuff. But you know, last week we said, hey, let's get together and do a real podcast.
Awesome.
Now, is Soda Pop a continuation of what was Pick Magazine, or is that kind of different?
In a way, yeah, it is. You know, we were working on that magazine, and we really liked putting it together, and it kind of got pulled out from under us, you know, in terms of the money that was, you know, supposed to help us run it. So, you know, we weren't done yet, though. We still wanted to keep going, so we are. You know?
Good.
That's great.
So yeah, it's a different kind of a different space, a different you know arena. It's not gaming, but I still play games, and you still see me online every once in a while.
Yeah,
not as much as I used to be, but yeah, I'm still around. The reason I'm kind of back into it or coming back into the fold now is all this stuff about Reach, man. The new trailer that just came out and some of the videos and all the new stuff that's been kind of getting, you know, we're getting little nuggets of it now from Bungie. So
yeah, we're getting lots of goodies.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, okay, it's kind of getting me back into it, you know, starting to look forward to it again. So
exactly, it's like the movie Field of Dreams. You know, you build it, they will come.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a fan of the games, you know, especially the story of them. So, yeah, you know, I kind of took a break from the multiplayer and that kind of thing. But, you know, when the next game comes out, I'm ready. I was the same way with ODST.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't have the same excitement for ODST. But with Reach, I definitely have it reinvigorated the excitement of playing Halo all over again.
Right. Did you played through ODST though, right? Or
yeah, of course. Yeah. Actually, me and Fumo Jive next week are gonna do a run through of co-op. So
you gotta you gotta get me in with you at some point.
Yeah, definitely.
we gotta help Fumo get those achievements.
Yeah, of course, and that's if you know I can remember your name after today, because you know old stuff.
How could you forget me? I'm so popular now. No, I'm joking.
You got that friends list full of famous
celebrities.
People.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, man. So let's go to Painkiller, because Painkiller, you've been around for a long time, dude, and you did 10,000 posts on podtacular.com.
Yeah.
That's incredible, dude. Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yep.
So how you been? You know, like, what you been up to since the very beginning? You know, like, what? Like you're almost finishing college, you said, right?
Yeah, I've been with Podtacular since it was on the Blogspot, which I just checked the Wayback Machine, and that it started, like, in December 2005. So yeah. I've been with Podtacular almost exactly 5 years. It's crazy.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I know. Blogspot.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I guess I'm next. And, you know, I'm still doing the post-game report. I'm still I started a new project called The Bad Dudes, which kind of similar to... I don't know if you heard it, Crunk, but...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay, cool. Oh, yeah. It's kind of similar to what Crunk's doing. It's not strictly gaming. It's more lifestyle, old music, old video games, current video games, whatever we decide to talk about. We involve our kids, and me and Quijay, we have a lot of fun with it. And did some voice work for Tweet Defense. It's a iPhone game.
Oh boy!
So that was cool. That's like a dream come true. So I've been doing a few things here and there. But
yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying, I caught the Bad Dudes, you know, when that was coming out. I'm like, what is this? I recognized the voices, but I'm like, what? You know, this is something different. This is cool, you know.
I hadn't heard of this project yet.
Yeah. Well, the whole point to Bad Dudes at the time was to do something for a newer audience, because we all tend to share the same audience. So me and Guijay, we were like, okay, let's work together and build a repertoire. And then he was like, yeah, let's use Blade and Striker of the Bad Dudes video game. I was like, okay, cool. So it started out where, you know, the joke was, nobody's going to recognize our voices. So he was like, but you can't laugh, you can't do your laugh. And I was like, all right. So every once in a while I used to like do this fake voice. I used to be like, yeah, I'm Blade, you know, like that. And then we would make up stupid stories, like, you know ninjas attacking us, or we created a robot called Jorgen that used to do Bad Dudes facts. And one of the Bad Dudes facts was that they modeled He-Man after Blade's body. So stupid stuff like that. But then we would throw in video games and stuff. So, wow. Yeah, I know. We didn't really promote it too much. But now we're promoting it, and we're using our real names because, you know, after a while, it kind of gets tough to keep up, you know, the funny stories and stuff. So.
I'm gonna subscribe now.
I like y'all did a mixtape
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I was just jamming to that, man.
Yeah, we'll do me and Guijay will take turns. My mixtape involved a lot of old school rap, and Guijay had some rap and some rock, you know. So we had different we utilized that differently. So
right.
We're gonna keep doing it. So as far as old folkies like me and Krunk, we remember this kind of songs. Yeah, so, all right. Yeah, that's my story in a nutshell.
Wow.
Cool.
Yay.
Pretty awesome.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's one thing that I just, over the years, I mean, what, it's been four or five years now? That at least I've been involved in, mm-hmm. I mean, even just, you know, listening to podcasts,
you see how
they all start to spawn different, you know, creations, mm-hmm. spinoffs, yeah. whatever, you know.
It's cool. Yeah, definitely.
How many freaking podcasts are you on now, JVB? Like 12, 12, 20?
No, it's, well, now currently I work on 3 podcasts. The Post Game Report, of course, which I created.
Right.
I helped create Bad Dudes, and I created the SFX 360 podcast.
Right.
Well, and you've been on Podtacular. You've been on Game Talk.
Oh, yeah, Game Talk with G Nubs.
Yeah, G Nubs. who was supposed to be here tonight.
Yeah. He must.
I sent him a text yesterday saying that we were going to record.
Did he answer you back?
No.
Because he didn't answer me back when I called him, so he big-timed me.
Must be taking care of the girlfriend.
That's okay.
There's no room to sit anyway.
Aww.
Yeah, the couch is all full. It's nice and cozy.
Yep. He can sit on my lap.
I think he's done that before, though.
Yeah. Yeah, me and Oopie, we still crack up on G. Lewis. She was on the show one time, and there was that episode. He kept complaining how how hot it was.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, I got my towel, and it's so hot. Every once in a while, we just like complain about how much how much he's sweating. And so, I don't know. For some reason I found that hilarious.
Oh gosh. Oh boy.
But yeah. Quick. You know, obviously the excitement of Reach.
Oh yeah,
is one of the reasons why I'm, you know, you see me floating around the forums now. But there's something a little fact that most of you don't know. Fumo and I we decided to continue the hunt for Nene.
So, oh boy,
Nene will reappear. Somewhere.
Oh man. Not this again. I think someone said on the forums that they would stop listening if everyone ever mentioned that again.
There you go.
Now we're down 5 more listeners. Thanks, JVB, for that one.
How did that ever start?
I don't know. I mean, I remember, I think it was Facehead, wasn't it?
I don't know. It was, I remember it was a...
That's another old member.
Yeah, Facehead. Yeah, I know. Wow.
Golly.
All right.
I mean, we have Lone Banana Foam. We have Queso Man. We have Karts.
Dialpex. Dialpex was on the forums.
Was he? Yeah. Is he back now?
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't see him?
No. I didn't... Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
I didn't see him post anywhere.
I haven't seen him either. I'm always on the forums.
Yeah, well, you know, you're talking to the guy who accidentally mistook a birthday wish that was like 2 years old for. I could be looking at an old post and be like, yeah, he posted yesterday.
Yeah, he's actually there. No, he's not.
He's a moderator, I swear.
I don't think he's a moderator.
Last post was in April.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you meant.
Yeah, the yesteryears.
No, we're getting lots of people back.
Well, it will only grow, and I'm going to make a big push to bring in new people.
Are you going to try to retake the podcast again? Are you going to take the podcast? I like it here.
Thanks for keeping the chair warm.
Dustin, we did a great job, buddy.
Time to leave, boo.
Well, you knew this time would come. Get the hell off my chair. No, there's no plans for that, so.
Oh.
Pinkel is like, yes, please let him leave. Make him leave.
Please.
I'm giving you your own podcast. I wouldn't go there. No, it's all good.
But we'll make our little appearances here and there. That's
we are glad to see you guys back and active. Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of the community who haven't even really heard you on the podcast that much would be interested to see you guys on the podcast on a regular basis. Some of the originals.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to have Fumo Jive, and I'm sure there'll be a moment where a bunch of us will be on together again, so I'm pretty sure of that. So,
yeah.
It'll happen sometime between now and Reach.
Oh, yeah.
You can bet on that one.
I'm hoping to get some, like, live game nights going, too, or I'll just broadcast it.
Mm-hmm.
Just have some, like, good times.
That'd be cool.
No, it's gonna be enormous.
You know what I'm looking forward to in Reach?
What?
4-hour Blood Gulch Capture the Flag games.
Those are fun.
I know, man.
They are fun.
Those are just epic.
I mean, I remember playing those back at school, and it was like a regular CTF, unlimited time, 3-flag cap takes at least 4 hours to play. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Yeah, and now we'll have that opportunity again.
Exactly.
Now you get a 2 for it also. once we finish making it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I also decided that we need to contact Leo Laporte, since he said that he would give the plans for his studio if anyone wanted to make it in the map. So
really?
I'm gonna email him and see
Definitely. If
he can send me the plans, and I'll make it in Reach.
Oh yeah, what else is gonna come back?
What?
Tower Power.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Ascension. Salute. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I used to love and hate that game because it was like I'm on the turret, yay, and then somebody would melee me as soon as I got on. Like, God damn it.
It was so much fun.
The trick is now you can take it off.
Ooh.
That's what she's true.
Yeah, you gotta have some kind of honor system in that.
Yeah.
There's no honor.
Maybe people blew up the turret in the last round.
It's like Halo 2 zombies. Let's change teams.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dustin, he's not changing teams. Kick him.
Yeah, I know. Dude, come on.
You said.
No, but I mean, you know, that's just how far Halo has come, because look at all the game types. You know, the community as a whole, the whole Halo community used to build these game types, and then obviously Zombie became part of Halo 3, and you know, they have Tower of Power and all that stuff. So the next mission for me, anyway, is to make Team Bubble Bath an actual game type.
Yes.
An official game type on Halo Reach.
Hey, we have it for Halo 3.
Yeah, I know. I played it a few times.
If, no matter how just random that post was, it turned into something.
I remember I was bored. I was like, let me call these guys with something retarded, and I came up with that.
Like, and look what happened.
As the phone was ringing, I'm like, okay, Team Bubble Bath. Okay, cool. And then next thing you know, somebody was like, we created Team Bubble Bath. I'm like, what?
Like, you got to be kidding me.
I remember I told Luke Smith one day, I was like, hey Luke, you ever heard of Team Bubble Bath? He goes, what? I'm like, yeah, Team Bubble Bath, dude. This is one of the more popular game types on Halo 3. And he goes, no, it's not. I've never heard of it. I was like, well, then you should play it, and you will love it. And after that, he ignored me.
Oh.
That's how much he loved it, though.
He's like, this is just another kid looking for recon.
Yeah,
No, I actually met Luke quite a few times. So
yeah, I'm just messing with you.
You could probably do an actual proper team bubble bath game type with the new Forge 2.0 in Forge World.
Maybe we can do like a capture the flag team bubble bath.
Oh thing. Gosh! Oh gosh! That'd be so hectic.
I want to see some cool Lava Man maps.
Lava Man maps.
Yeah, because you can phase like all the new rock formations.
Yeah, that's right.
As pieces and stuff, and phase them all over the place.
That'd be
interesting.
That's gonna be awesome, man. I showed it to my son, and my son was like, "Wow!" I told him, "I said, the both of us will try to build something cool." So he loves those type of games. So.
I'm really glad they brought back the race game type.
Yeah.
That's going to be so much fun.
I remember we used to play the cat and mouse with the scorpion tanks in the middle.
Oh, yeah, on Blood Gulch.
Oh, yeah. That'll be back.
I used to love those.
Oh, man. I mean, this is pretty much the Halo we're all looking forward to. It's what?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Well, I mean, the Halo 3 is still... amongst the top, you know, maybe two or three games on Xbox Live being played. Right. And
it's usually number two.
Yeah. And you look at how much more you can do now with Forge 2.0.
Reach is going to explode.
Yeah. Because Modern Warfare 2, I mean, it has millions of gamers, but...
I just hope they've put as much time into the story as they have into multiplayer.
Right.
Because, I mean, that's going to kill the game for me if they don't have a decent storyline. Or, no, not even decent, a good storyline.
Yeah.
You know, their history has never disappointed us before. You know, they got a rich history.
Well, I don't know. To me, Halo 3's story seemed a little kind of dried out. I mean, yeah, it contributed to it, but you could predict what a lot was going to happen. Except Johnson dying, that was about it.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, think about it. It's a trilogy, and I'm sure they probably didn't have a trilogy in mind when they first built Halo.
Right.
And at least with Reach, they can take it any which way. We know the ending is like the Titanic, but
yeah,
they can develop a story that's totally new and totally different that doesn't have a structure built already, like. With Master Chief and all the and that staff,
or they could just spin it in alternate dimension and then make sequels based on Reach because it's an alternate timeline.
That's true. Or they can make another side mission or something. I mean, there's plenty of different ways. I remember calling Halo the new Star Trek. So there's plenty of different
Star Trek. That's an interesting comparison.
I hadn't heard that one before. No? Yeah, I always said it could be the next Star Trek because they could take it so many different ways. And so far they have, and it's a sci-fi universe, so obviously that's wide open. And, you know, everybody loves Master Chief.
Yeah, well, I mean, even though he's not even in this game. He's not in the game, right? In Reach?
He's not playable.
Well, okay,
He's not in the game because he leaves Reach. Yeah, he leaves Reach just as the Covenant arrive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, right.
But you're there before the Covenant arrive.
Yeah, but you're on the ground. He never touched down on Reach. So.
Right. So there may very well be references of him.
I'm sure, or a short voice thing
in there too. I don't know. I want to say I saw or heard something that there's a potential of him being in the game somewhere.
Well, they have Cortana skins and they have Master Chief skins, and I believe it's for
the armor
firefight. Yeah, for firefight, right? So something like that.
Yeah,
well, and that's another thing. Firefight 2.0 is going to be.
Oh, jeez.
Customize
it's
your
own firefight. Much fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my point was that, you know, even though, let's say he's not even in it, there's still a lot that they can do with it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's such a big universe, let's say.
Oh, yeah. So it's, you can build another character that would have the same impact as Master Chief, or even a bigger impact, because my son still talks about Buck, and he still talks about of the other characters, you know? And, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right, Buck, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, wow. I didn't really pay too much attention to that character, but he did.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, there's going to be a lot of excitement leading up to it, and, you know, I'm sure that's part of the show notes today, you know, kind of predicting what's going to happen or what we would like to see happen.
I mean, there's just a ton of stuff they can do with this, and they have the potential to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, my son is, my son actually wants to play Halo 3 now. You can turn it off. Just leave it low, okay?
It's okay. We don't mind Halo noise in the background. It's a Halo podcast after all.
Soundtrack.
Yeah, the soundtrack, exactly.
Yeah, just tell him to leave it on the menu. Turn up the volume all the way.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get to the submissions. We asked last week for people to send their impressions in on Forge World and Forge 2.0, because we had a discussion last week with Insane from Forge Hub about the videos that got released from Comic-Con. And we talked about a lot of the stuff that they released in terms of what new features were in Forge 2.0 and some of the map detail Forge World, which is the biggest map that has ever been made on a console front, probably. I want to say, I mean, what do you guys think? You think that's probably the biggest playable area that's ever been created?
I don't know. It's pretty close. Looking at the videos, it looks big, but
I mean, without like loading sections,
right,
being the biggest area.
I don't know. It's hard to tell, I guess, from a video without actually, because like I've been playing a lot of like Bad Company, Battlefield, and those maps are pretty big.
Yeah.
They're like in four or five stages, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, without actually going through it, like walking, like they say it would take, like 5-10 minutes to fly across it.
Yeah. I thought
That's with loading points though.
Oh, okay. I mean, that seems
and
big.
If not that, this is probably one of the biggest multiplayer maps.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's for sure.
If not the biggest.
Yeah, they said the island itself is even like bigger than half the maps in Halo 2 or Halo 3.
Wow!
So, and that was small compared to the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, they said the island was like built for Big Team. It is a big
island. Wait, that was built for Big Team?
Yeah, there was tanks on there.
There's no way.
There are tanks. They had tanks on there. Like
that's true.
Some of the video they were playing.
Oh, that means that's a big island.
Wow!
Wow!
Yeah.
Oh,
welcome to Fantasy Island.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say that.
or Lost, the Lost Island.
There you go.
Oh, you can bet.
Oh, great. Oh, man. Now I just cursed it. Now someone's going to go remake Lost in Halo Reach.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh,
boy.
Dang it. Why did I say that?
Or The Hunt for Nene.
Oh, God. Starring
Black Smoke.
Yeah, but bam, the grunt.
Oh, that would be an interesting machinima to pursue. The hunt for Nene.
Nene is here.
But, Nene's a black smoke monster.
That's a playable character in Reach, I heard.
Oh, man.
There's an app for that.
There's an app for that. But the thing with Modern War, with Battlefield 2, they are big maps, but they're still kind of linear, so you really can't veer too far off. So it's just pretty much straight ahead, where this is freaking ginormous. And then, you know, the stuff you can do with Forge 2.0, you can add extra areas to these existing pieces, so it's going to be awesome.
See someone make a ginormous racetrack that takes 2 minutes to complete for each lap.
I think Bungie mentioned that in one of their interviews. They said that.
I mean, that would be awesome. Basically doing like an actual race.
Yeah.
And Halo. That would be awesome.
Like, what's it for? Forza 2, that giant German racetrack.
Oh, yeah, Nürburgring.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. But this time it could be like Mario Kart 2055 or something, you know, like
2552.
With Spartans, you know. And rockets and power ups and
actually
you'll see that there.
I was wondering with the loadouts, and I was thinking about this from PK's TF2 little sound bites. But since you can have the loadouts, you can almost do like a TF2 style thing where you have class like the heavy, the spy, the scout.
I was just gonna set up weapons though.
Oh wow!
But you could do for the spy, you could do sword with.
Can you make your own loadouts?
I'm assuming you can.
Yeah, they confirmed that. Yeah.
Oh wow! Yeah, that'd be awesome. You could totally do class based games.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can still pick up all the weapons you know that are on the map, but actually, you know, since we can control that too, you can keep it strictly class based. So that would be awesome.
They also said that they
remake in Halo.
They also said that you can actually place armor abilities on the map as well.
Yeah, so you can armor abilities, and you can make them infinite too.
Oh yeah, that's true.
If you wanted to.
Yeah, infinite jetpack. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on how many loadouts you could pick, you could almost make like a TF2 style game.
Easily.
You could even make games where it's multi-leveled. Game types where it's multi-leveled, where the first level you gotta be on foot, eventually make your way up, let's say a spiral staircase of some kind, get jetpacks, and the only way you can reach the second level is with the jetpacks.
Oh wow!
Yeah, you can make like a big adventure game.
Oh wow, you could.
So Botacula is gonna be back in full force. I can sense it.
I definitely sense the return of Pod TV in multiple formats.
Oh, Forge yeah.
Crazy.
You could do, like, game shows, probably. You could probably improvise those in some way or form.
Like Wipeout?
Yeah, I remember...
Most Extreme Elimination Challenge!
I remember...
Jump with my big red balls.
No, they're called kill balls.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, wow.
No, yeah, I mean, I could picture like a huge arena type where you have two people hosting this huge arena battle or something. And there's so many different directions.
Face off, anyone?
Oh yeah, that's right.
my long forgotten project that kind of just failed.
Yeah, get the controllers. Yeah. I'm going to have the TV on silent while I play co-op with my son.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess you won't be reading submissions then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we'll give you a short one then so you're not too distracted.
Well, give me the first one.
The first one's long.
Yeah, we're still... Because I want to read it because of what he says on the PPS...
Okay. Okay, you can take. Oh, okay, go for it.
All right, so this is from Mandurin. Mandurin. He goes, "Hey, Potak, this is Mandurin, and this is my second submission. I'm sending this to you because you never read my first one. How dare you guys do that to this gentleman?" Well, anyway.
Maybe it was you.
There was a time when our contact form was acting buggy, so.
Oh, okay.
Apologies from us.
So he goes, "Well, anyway, if you notice on the last two pictures of this link," and he gives a link to Bungie.net /projects/reach/images, "there appears to be a new vehicle. It looks like a combination between a Wraith and a Ghost, but it is red. Also, for the new Halo Reach Firefighter, it appears that the Brutes are similar to Halo 2 Brutes. Little armor. Oh, anus armor. Except for the chieftains."
I thought that was the hunters. Not the brutes.
Yeah, that's right. The hunters have the anus armor. It goes, "Except for the chieftains, and they look frog-like."
Oh.
So you guys heard that? And it goes perfect because I'm reading the submission. Also, the brutes appear to have The brutes appear to have sidearms, and not only the chieftains have grav hammers. The new forge looks awesome, and the mongoose looks like it changes color according to what team it is on. Mm-hmm. Hence the fact that when you guys are on purple team, it will turn purple. I know how everyone has their random frags. Random frag usually involves fart juice. Say what?
Oh, yeah.
But I don't also the Japanese. I guess he meant Medusa.
That's grammar. Grammar check.
Yeah, yeah. The Japanese do make fart juice drinks.
Excellent.
That must be kind of tasty. I really hope this is spelled correctly.
That is a tasty beverage.
I can smell that drink a mile away. So, P.S. Sadly, today my Xbox 360 Elite got it for Christmas, hates me, and refuses to hook up to the internet. And I do have a wireless adapter. That might be the problem. You might be right. So,
what might be the problem?
This wireless adapter. Adapter.
I use and wired.
Yeah, me too. Even though I have the new Slim, I still use the wired.
I'm going to buy the Reach console.
I'm looking
at it. Yeah, I know, man. I went out and got the new one, and I can't trade again.
Every month, a new one with you.
Damn you, Microsoft. It's an Apple. So then he goes, PSS, my favorite host is Brent Gamer. Not a fan of you, G. Lewis. Wow. Hope he's not reading this. Wow.
Oh, man.
That explains why G. Lewis isn't here.
Wow.
Dang.
And you know, I got a feeling that maybe your next submission might not be read either.
So. Kidding.
So he goes, yeah, we're just joking. He goes, the Mandarin leader of the Mandurus and Mandara from my Star Wars fan fiction, A Galaxy at War, signing out. And then he goes, Jerome is watching you. I don't know who Jerome is.
Jerome's the security guard at Bungie.
Bungie, yeah.
Yeah.
We,
heck, did this happen?
When we were at MLG, Dallas last year, we brought up the topic of the Bungie podcast and how Jerome was on it, and we started making Jerome impressions. And there was a line on there where Jerome said, I protect Bungie property, and Bungie employees. Something like that. Something along those lines. And we turned it around and put it in the podcast, and Brent did a good job impersonating this. And he was like, I protect Podtacular employees and Podtacular property.
Jerome.
If you go back and listen to the MLG show, which I think is 201, you'll know what we're talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got to check that one out then.
And the Shishka interview, which is 202, is
yeah, Shishka
was epic.
Wow, you guys had on Shishka, huh?
Oh, yeah. You're Shishka. That was another running joke during MLG Dallas. But we're hoping, I think they're going to have a Reach panel at MLG Dallas, which is the championship place this year. So hopefully we can get another interview with a Bungie employee.
Cool.
Oh, I would think it would be at in DC because that's when they start off using Reach. So
I thought you said or I saw somewhere else that they were going to have another panel or something at Dallas.
No,
something like that.
I bet you Bungie might have something for MLG, but I don't know of anything that's been announced.
Because I thought you said that they were going to have something at Dallas, like a separate bracket for FFA or something like that? Or maybe I misheard you.
Yeah, they're introducing Reach into the circuit in DC, as that's going to be the Combine game, whereas it's going to be a month in October, and it's going to be October, so it's a month after the game came out. And so they're going to run the Combine as that, and then the Pro Circuit event is actually going to be attached to the DC event, the Combine event. So they're having two events at the same place. One's Reach and one's Halo 3. And then in Dallas, they're going to have the finals, and then they're going to add on an extra Reach tournament for, I don't know exactly what it is. I haven't read it in a
while. So I'm thinking if they have something there, there's probably going to be a Bungie presence.
Perhaps.
And
yeah, like, I'm sure there will be.
Hopefully we can get an interview and actually take them out to dinner instead of leaving them like we did last time.
No, you got to have them take you to dinner.
Oh, okay. Dine on the company dollar. I see what you're doing.
Or be paying their paychecks.
Exactly. You know, these guys make big bucks. Yeah, so I guess thank you, Mandurin,
yes,
for the submission. You. And G. Lewis will be contacting you.
If he ever decides to show up again.
Email all complaints to glewis@podtacular.com.
Yeah, we have our own personal emails now since you left.
Oh, cool, cool.
You can have one if you want.
Yay, I want my own.
It's going to cost you.
It's going to cost you a steak dinner. No, burrito. Bean burrito.
Bean burrito. With some homicide sauce.
Oh, oh
no.
Oh, yeah, you know, like, I went there.
It's too hot.
Dusty, you know what you should have done?
What?
When you were playing Shishka against all the pros and everything, or like you said you've got to play on the new maps, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, you should have let them stake tack you and then just taken them from there.
Stake tack? Oh.
Stake-tacular.
Too hot.
Because then you owed him a steak dinner, so, you know.
Oh, no. I'm not going to pay for a steak dinner for him.
No. When we played Bungie.
Oh.
Luke Smith owed me a steak dinner.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, we haven't gotten invited to play them at all since we took the podcast over.
Oh, no?
No.
Have they been doing Hump Day Challenge?
Yeah, they've been doing them.
We need to play Rooster Teeth, too.
Oh, that's right.
I was just listening to that one the other day. And
forgot about that.
You asked Bernie, and he said, yeah, we should play.
Rooster.
Yeah, I'll do that next week. When I'm done with work, I'll send him an email. It's like, yeah, we want to go through on your challenge. I guess it was our challenge, actually.
Yeah, it was our challenge.
We want to play you.
Yeah,
we want to pick up boost. It would be interesting if we played them in character. That would be hilarious.
Then we have a guy named Caboose. Do that.
I think we do.
Yeah, we had, right?
Yeah.
At some Caboose. Point, yeah.
Captain Caboose. No, I think I'm mixing Captain Crunch. I mean, Crunk.
Oh, man. Wait, what do you have to say for that one, Crunk?
That's what happens when you're playing at the same time. I like Captain Caboose.
Oh.
Yeah,
Sarge.
Yeah. I guess who's next for the submissions?
Next one we have is Daft Link, who writes in, I'm pretty impressed by Forge World, but I thought maybe shortly after Reach comes out, Bungie might say, we're not making any DLC for Reach. You have Forge World, there you go, make your own DLC every couple months. Oh, no, I don't think they would do something like that.
Yeah, that's too much money to be made.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's definitely
Mike Microsoft won't let them do that.
Yeah, I don't think. That
well,
doesn't seem,
you know,
Bungie.
They're not tied down to Microsoft anymore, so if anything, 343 Studios might do the DLC for them.
Well, we were talking about this last week, and I was thinking that there might be a possibility of another Forge World type map. Like, this one is Halo based, Forerunner based.
Mm-hmm.
then
a covenant-based one.
Maybe a covenant-based one, and maybe a city-based one. It's like Halo 2 was a lot of like New Mombasa-based.
Yeah.
And then Halo 3 was Ark desert-like.
Yeah.
So maybe with DLC packs, they'll release a Forge World-type map with them.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
It'd be nice if they like,
especially like them a after. City. Because you could do a lot with city stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Make it very urban.
Especially if you could delete the buildings themselves.
Build this city on rocket.
I want to see turf.
Turf? Yeah, turf and district.
Turf times 10.
Oh gosh.
Man. Wow.
That's a large lava pit game.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I remember turf. I used to like turf.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I still do like turf, but... That was
turf,
one I wish they
came up in a lot the last few days of Halo 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, what are you doing? My son is teabagging a damn grunt.
But it feels so good.
I taught him, Dad.
That's what you get when you're short like that.
Nah. He's so short, damn it.
You know what that reminds me of? I was listening to the Drunk Tank, guys from Rooster Teeth do their own podcast, and it was hilarious. Bernie's wife calls in. This is last year before Christmas, and she's talking to him about like the McFarlane toys, the Halo McFarlane toys.
Yeah,
and she's trying to pick one out for their son, and she's like, just Bernie has her describe on speakerphone what they look like. And she's like, she's describing the grunt. She's like, it's like a little short, like troll thing with like a gas mask, and it looks like there's a he's wearing a sailboat on his back.
Wow, it's
pretty funny.
Yeah, no, it's the new Halo Reach series by McFarlane. What's the number of the series, Justin?
The start of a new figure line.
Oh, okay. He just schooled me, so we're looking forward to picking those up. We might. You know.
I haven't gotten into any of the action figure stuff yet.
I want to get the Griffball one.
There's a Griffball one.
Yeah, there's a Griffball one.
Wow. Whoa! Somebody just say I need your. I saw that's how it's Krunk said what?
I need it now.
I know it's late, but it ain't that late.
I need your you want to live.
Oh gosh.
Oh man.
That was awkward.
But the reaction from Krunk was like, huh?
Now people are going to be in the podcast. They're going to be like, okay, what word did they say?
Oh, man. All right. So who's next? Before we.
Yeah, who's next?
Before I think of something else.
I'll go ahead and read.
Okay. Go for it.
All right. Pokemon Master Indy sent in, to be honest, I won't be using Forge World that much because I use Forge just to mess around and never actually took it too seriously. And I do like that they added it so people could use Forge a lot better. Since Forge 2.0 will be easier for people to use that enjoy forging. I can't wait to see what people make with it for the campaign trailer. He said, "I wonder if anybody else noticed that in one scene, Double Six was holding someone's dog tags."
Yeah,
yeah, that was pretty. And I was surprised it was just one set of dog tags, and there was nobody there with him.
But. Yeah, he brings up a great point about the dog tags, and we haven't really gone into the new trailer, the new campaign trailer.
Right, we'll get to that.
But to answer his question about Forge, that's the beauty of it. You don't have to develop your own maps. You can just download other people's creations, and there's going to be plenty of them. So you'll never be bored, when it comes down to it. How the hell did you get off the ship?
he finishes off. The game does look amazing, and once it comes out, I will have a new reason to stay single. Smiley face.
Oh, yeah. No, it's gonna be. There's a lot to look forward to. It's a lot of, you know, especially the trailer. When we start talking about that trailer, I mean, that really, you know, I was a little skeptical about, it's gonna look, you know, a little better than Halo 3. But they claimed that was all in game, so that's amazing.
Yeah,
because that looked good.
A lot of that stuff was just unbelievable.
I know there's definitely going to be a scene where you're flying through burning buildings, because that you can tell was in game.
Right.
I don't know if you saw it in the trailer, and I was like, wow, that looks incredible. So, we'll talk.
I'm going through and fixing some of these posts, and this is reminding me when we had Bernie on the podcast. Or no, was it on here? Oh no, it was actually during Drunk Tank when they had the announcement that they're bringing Blood Gulch back, and he mentioned that he one thing he remembered was people spelling Gulch with a T. That just happened in one of these submissions. I just moved them.
I think that was actually Gus. But yeah,
Gus. I thought it was Bernie.
I think it was Gus because he's the one that gets all the emails about the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yes, right. Yeah. So they made the comment about how they're not going to miss everyone putting T in Gulch.
Gulch.
Torrent. Oh, turret. Yeah, turret. Guys, I got the turret.
Is that like a bit turret?
Yeah, I got the bit turret.
Exactly.
Download movies. Yeah, man.
Gosh. Wow.
Oh. Yeah, so. All right. So.
Okay, who's next?
Let's see. I guess I can take this one. Oh, this is a monster.
Oh, I'm a monster poster.
Nice.
Let's see. This is Kikoru?
That's right.
Okay.
Kikoru.
Okay. I'll say it American like Kikoru.
Kikoru. Are you Kikoru? Actually, that's more, it's more British.
Oh, is it real?
Kangaroo.
All right. Let's see. He says, hey, y'all. It's, hey, y'all.
Y'all.
Hey, y'all.
I can read this in Texas accent if you want.
Hey.
Hey, y'all.
You're from there. Go for it.
Let's see. It's Halo Master Chef. Master Chef.
Yeah.
Sorry. I meant
Tex-Mex.
Chef. There's an extra F.
The Iron Chef.
The Halo Chef.
All right, it's Halo Master Chef here with his opinion on Forge World, Forge 2.0, and the Battle Begins trailer. First off, I can't wait to see, or I can't wait to forge some new things in Reach. This is one of my favorite things to do in Halo 3. With all the new systems and such, it'll be ever more fun creating new minigames, lounges, towns? Slayer maps. I'll definitely be remaking...
That's something we don't.
But, yeah. You make us...
You think you're lucky, punk? same actor, but different movie.
I think it was a different movie, yeah.
Oh, wow. Go ask yourself. Feeling lucky, punk?
Giddy up, horsey.
Oh, continue.
As for Forge World, I think I just found my knee favorite map. It incorporates Blood Gulch.
Oh, I updated that part. I guess you didn't get the push.
Oh, no. Stop pushing. It incorporates Blood Gulch, Ascension, Lockout, kinda, into the new map. The island looks like it's going to be my favorite part. I'm definitely making a Gilligan's Island game. Oh, there you go. Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Isle.
Now they need to reveal that they're going to have boats in the game.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That would be interesting.
Oh, wow. Yeah, right? Speedboats.
There's never been a boat type.
So we can create a...
You got the forklift now. I mean, come on. If you're going to make a stretch.
They're going to make Team Bubble Bath where you go boat to boat.
Oh.
It's called Team Boat Bath.
No, it could be... what was the freaking show with Pamela Anderson?
Oh, Baywatch.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Halo Baywatch.
Oh, now we're going to have reality shows on Halo.
Somebody just felt the song, too. Wow.
Let's see. Okay, he goes on here. Now for the new trailer. All in all, the campaign looks better than ever. My favorite bit from it was flying a hornet through a burning city. Oh, yeah.
No.
Falcon. Falcon.
That will be just too awesome. Falcon. Oh, was it? It was.
Well, no. He said it wrong. It's a falcon. Yeah. It's not the hornet. Yeah.
Right.
Get to the Falcon.
It's a hornet.
Falco punch!
You mean Falco Amadeus Falcos or Falco?
Kronk Amadeus.
Yeah, Kronk knows that. Amadeus, Amadeus.
See, this is why you guys need to come back as regular attendees on the show. You have all the inside jokes.
Yeah.
All right. I thought of something for the boats. You know what would be a cool map? What? If somebody built like an oil tanker or something.
Oh.
That would be a pretty sick map.
Wow, that would. Well, I mean, that's kind of what Lock or Blackout is.
I don't mean a tanker. Yeah, an oil rig.
Oh,
I mean
that's
an
oil rig. That's right.
Yeah, if you did like a tanker and it's like one flag CTF or something. Like,
is it bad when you said oil tanker that the first thing that popped in my mind?
I know, was BP.
Yeah, right.
Am I a bad person for that?
No.
No.
You're just paying attention, that's all. I think that's pretty much what everybody thought.
They're like, oh, come on, that's tasteless.
Too soon.
Well, no, it's pretty tasteful. Oil leaves a bad stain in your mouth.
Aww.
Maybe they'll add oil.
Ask the seagulls.
Oh, damn.
Mine?
Mine? Oh, gosh. Okay, continue onward, Krunk. Let's see.
Halfway through.
Why?
Yeah, halfway.
Okay, living on a prayer.
Hand and we'll make it, I swear.
See, that's why we need Fumo Javi. He knows all the old songs.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Oh, God.
Like when he whipped out the Vanilla Ice lyrics, I was like, whoa, no, you didn't.
Oh, man. Yeah, 250, we're going to have to get you both of you guys on. At least for that one, if not before then.
Yeah, hopefully.
Maybe the September 14th episode?
Maybe you guys can replace our lacking regular...
It's not a bad idea.
Oh.
Oh, I did not say that. Those did not come out of my mouth.
G-Nub better show up to work from now on.
G-Nubs.
He's got a girlfriend in Best Buy to care about.
Best Buy, he's going places.
Oh, man. You destroyed the warthog. No. my son left me like way across the map. Destroyed.
There's another one that
responds.
Yeah, so,
all right. So, I think let's see.
Where was you at?
You're at any whom.
Oh, and that's right.
I really exited at all the new features. What? What happened?
That means you don't like the new features?
Oh, I didn't mean it that way before.
What did I say?
Yeah, that's one. That's
right.
That's one thing about us old timers reading these submissions. Yeah, we'll read it the way right it's. Through. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even notice that before. Wow.
They've also remade most of my favorite maps too. All they need to know, or all they need to do now, is include Gemini Headlong and Geofribrobia.
Oh wow! Wow, that's from Halo 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knows some stuff. Knows some stuff. Nice.
Nice.
Two last things. One.
One more thing.
I think Bungie hinted that they were remaking Beaver Creek. He says something in the forums about that. Did they hint at that?
I don't.
They hinted toward it.
Well, okay.
That'd be like anagrams and. Pig Latin, but.
Oh, okay. And let's see. Two, I hope they keep that glitch in Boneyard where you can walk up a certain wall while playing as a Spartan to the point where you're floating in an area where nobody can see you and you can kill anybody.
Boneyard.
Many invasion games with it.
Let's see. I think if it's a glitch, they're probably going to take it out.
Yeah. I'm thinking they don't like to keep those. Yeah.
I think you're out of luck on that one.
That's more of a Call of Duty thing.
Major. Major.
Snap.
That's why I stopped playing it.
Yep, me too.
That's why Infinity Ward is no longer.
Oh, gosh.
The face.
We're hating on that.
They really are gone though. It's over.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna diverge for a second here. They really. I mean, I got into that game when it first came out, but the way they kind of handled things and the way that game had so many problems, it didn't take long. Yeah.
So many people complained about these problems and nothing was being done. Like besides, right.
I'm glad I didn't buy the game.
But you know what happened? Hutch. Do you know who Hutch is? He keeps on Machinima Respawn. He's a Call of Duty commentator. He's like works at Machinima now. He interviewed 402, right. And they were talking about like One Man Army and Danger Close Pro and all that stuff. The YouTubers and 402 said that he said it only affected like 1% of the population, so we don't concern ourselves with that. And Hutch stopped the video. He's like, okay. When I heard the answer to this question, I was like. You've got to be kidding me. I mean, I kept with the interview, but like that is a ridiculous answer to that question.
Them not getting their paychecks only.
That's 1% out of how many million gamers?
Like, I don't know.
I think it's like, what, 20 million?
Something. I don't know. Plenty.
That's still 200,000 people.
20 million people.
That's a lot of people.
But the thing is, they were being ignorant about it. Like, right. There's way more than 200. It affects everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it affects. It doesn't. I think that 1% would be the 1% of people that use it, and then that affects like 16 people in a game. Mm-hmm. So there, now you're going at 16%.
Yeah.
Hello, that's a problem.
Yeah. That whole thing just really rubbed me the wrong way, that game. I mean, I liked it, and I had fun with it, but as soon as something else came along, I was done with it. You know, I'd almost rather go back to COD4, but I'm kind of done with all of those games for now. So.
Yeah, me too.
COD4 was fun.
That's why a lot of people are going to play Reach when it comes out.
It's still weird, though, COD4 is still topping the charts on... gameplay though over Halo 3.
Yeah, that is crazy. Well,
I don't know what's been like the past couple weeks, but
yeah, I mean it fluctuates. They take turns, especially when a new map pack comes out and it goes back on top. And 20 million people bought the map pack, so expect $20 map packs coming up. So
I'm just glad I didn't buy the game.
I did. Yeah. I traded it eventually.
Yeah, I bought it and I'd lend it to someone. I haven't played it or asked for it back.
I mean, the only way I'll buy it is if I can find a deal on Amazon for like under $20. Then I might consider buying it.
Yeah.
If you have with a group of people, it could be fun, but.
If you're doing it like in a closed, like maybe LAN party, it could be fantastic. Well,
except there's no LAN, so.
Exactly.
Oh, you're kidding me. They didn't even put LAN in there?
They don't have LAN lobbies. They have LAN, like System Link, but you have to join after it started. It's the most retarded system in the world.
Oh, wow.
They advertise saying,
that's
put in LAN.
And that's bad. That's really bad.
Yeah. All right, well, let me get back on this, finish this up here. He says, well, that's my two cents. Keep on fragging trucks of beavers so that you can release cute little creatures into the specific creeks and zones where they belong.
Wow.
Signing off.
Oh, I get it. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
Well, it's a long beaver.
Beaver Creek.
Beaver Creek, and then we have Beaver Zone. When we had Hadi McBloggy or B.S. Angel on.
Mm-hmm.
We coined the phrase Beaver Zone, which is do you remember that, Krunk?
Or no, but I can I can make my own definition.
It's on Powerhouse. I'll let you try to guess where on the Powerhouse it is.
The Beaver Zone.
Down towards the bottom.
Okay, which part of the bottom?
In the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the big water spill area.
Sure.
Dub that the Beaver Zone.
Oh man!
We had she gave us the idea that we should make a song, and someone actually made a song.
You should make it the theme song of Podtacular.
Highway to the Beaver Zone.
If you can get Justin Beaver to sing it.
Just a beaver. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, God.
Leave it to beaver.
But yeah, you guys are interested. Wow. That's crazy. Yeah, this is the link for after the show if you want to watch.
Yeah,
but I mean, this guy did a pretty good job, and we're going to have him on the show pretty soon.
Oh, nice, nice. Remember the Needler song?
Needler gun.
Yeah. Sing itself, sister.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Oh, man. Yeah,
reminds me of the No Air song that you did.
Ah. No Air.
No Air.
I got people at work singing that.
How am I supposed to breathe in no air?
No air. Yeah, you know.
Was the Needler Gun a Hollywood Halo production?
Was it?
I think it was.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That was like Halo.
It is.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
Yeah.
That was they made some pretty good stuff back then.
They did.
My favorite one was Frequency.
I love that one.
And Drive-Thru was pretty funny too.
Drive-Thru, I remember that one.
And oh my gosh. Oh. The HMV Hail videos?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, those were epic.
Well, since we're talking about these, I gotta mention that Duststorm was like that. All he was singing the other day when we were playing was the No Scope song.
No Scope.
Yeah, my son loved that video.
Scope is gone. What was that? Matchmaking?
Matchmaking, yeah.
Wow. All right, I'm gonna put this out there right now. I need someone to make a double Halo song.
Double Halo?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. All the way, baby.
All the way across the sky.
What does it mean?
They need to like film somebody like looking at the Halo and Blood Gulch or something.
I have actually not heard whatever song that's come off of that.
What, Double Rainbow?
Yeah.
You've never heard Double Rainbow?
No, I have. I mean, I know the story behind it, but I've never listened to the song.
I'm bringing it up right now.
Oh, God. I've tried to stay away from that as long as possible because I don't want to be.
You got to get in with the memes, dude. You got to get in with the memes.
I don't know if I want to be in with that meme or not.
I'm telling you,
I've seen the double rainbow before, and I didn't go.
Oh, that meme.
I didn't go ballistic when I saw a double rainbow.
There's a double rainbow.
Ah.
Double rainbow.
So beautiful.
Double halo.
So intense.
Oh.
All the way.
Oh, now you're sounding like Charlie the Unicorn. Charlie, it's a double rainbow, Charlie. Oh, God.
Wow. Damn.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
All right, so PK, I guess...
PK, I think you have the next one.
PK, do it.
Jacob Hockey writes in. He says, "Hey, guys, it's Jacob Hockey, formerly known as Jamaker 6942. And my take on Forge World and Forge 2.0 is that it's amazing to see that Bungie is taking note of what the community does and wants to do, such as making things float in midair, putting objects through other objects, being able to delete all of one thing instead of going around the map and trying to find all of them." Cough, spawns, yeah. Cough. Yeah.
Yep.
Also, customizing the colors for objects so that they become more distinguished as a base or something. I am exponentially ecstatic that they brought back Gulch. I like how they brought this huge map just bare and ready for some kid to make something amazing on. But yeah. I do have a question, though. Is Forge World the only forgeable map? I know Blood Gulch, Ascension, and Sanctuary were all mentioned, but what other maps do you think inspired the five combined maps in Forge World? And finally, which map of the five do you think you will use the most? Me, I'll probably use the Gulch, the Rock, and the Outdoor Pocket. That's all for me. Keep it up. Love the show. Keep fragging Rocket Warthogs. Jacob Hockey out. Sorry, this is a long submission.
Well, to answer your question, Forge World is not the only forgeable map. You can forge every other map just like you can could with Halo 3. Forge World is just the humongous map that's going to be where most, if not all, the Forge stuff is going to happen.
Yes, so, nice.
Yeah, I guess the thing with that is that those are all, they're all interconnected, right? Where the others are still standalone maps, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And thank God they're bringing the pit back.
One map. They're all just parts.
Right. Oh, they are bringing the pit back?
Yeah, it's been a while since they posted about it, but they had a huge like screenshot gallery of like the pit. I can find the link for you.
Where?
Yeah. Well, I'll find the link. Hold on.
Find it.
Because the only maps that I've known of so far were the ones that were in the beta, the Forge World, and then the three that we talked about last week. I didn't know that they had announced the ones.
Sorry.
Oh!
Died.
Oh! He has no air.
When the air. Okay. Okay, I've got no ear. Yeah, so...
Are you going to bring back Arnold impressions, maybe? Or other impressions that you've done in the past?
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll recycle. They'll resurface. There you go, resurface.
Recycle.
They'll recycle each other.
It's great for the economy.
I think you mean the environment?
Oh, no, maybe both in this instance.
That's true.
Environment.
And condiment.
What level is this? Yeah. Yeah, I forgot how annoying the katana level could be. Gravemind starts talking and he's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was one part of the campaign I didn't like was all the interruptions.
The only thing I didn't like the level, but the backstory that's in the short stories book is pretty good for that whole section of the story. Like it actually, it's in Halo Evolutions, the short story book.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and yeah, it
actually tells the story of when the Master Chief leaves Cortana behind. It's inside her head during that entire time.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Because I have a preview copy on my iPad from the iBook store.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I gotta start reading that.
You guys might know. Did I read something about another? Was it Ghost of Onyx?
Yes.
That's been a while. Yeah.
I haven't finished that one.
One was good. That one was good.
That was a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, that was good. I'm trying to find my copy so my son could read them.
Yeah.
But I also want him to read. They came out with a new. It's the same story, Fall of Reach, but they. Like came out with a new, new paperback version. Like it's bigger. It looks bigger. So
that's cool.
Leaves the impression that it's a new book, but it's not. Right. This time they have Master Chief in the front, looking all cool. With two other Spartans.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love the fiction. I love the fiction that comes out.
I bought, I think Ghost of Onyx was the last one I bought, but there was another one after that, right?
The one about Sergeant Johnson, and then there's Alpha Protocol?
Alpha Protocol. No, Cole Protocol.
No, Cole Protocol. Yeah,
Protocol.
Here's the pit, guys. Let's put on Skype for you.
Pit postmortem?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So.
This is just a sketch, though, so.
Yeah, but they definitely been toying with how to change it up for Reach. So.
Wait, is that District? The next section down? Or is that?
Looks like District, right?
What is
Hang 'em High? It was a Halo 2 Vista.
Oh.
Exclusive. No, that's. I guess Hang. Wow. I don't know. I'm looking at the second one down.
You scroll further down?
Or the second section down. No, I guess they're still talking about the pit. They're talking about how, I guess, Hang 'em High was an inspiration for it.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I really hope they add it back into Reach, because it's definitely a pretty awesome map.
One of the better maps.
Yeah. Most balanced, in my opinion.
What, Lead Pit? All right.
The Pit.
Le pit.
Are we French?
All right. So who's next then? You are
actually,
right.
That's all the submissions that we have.
Oh, that's it.
We have five, which is it's been more than what we've asked for before. So.
Yeah. So I guess we should. But so yeah. What we're going to talk about the trailer and stuff.
Yeah. Unless you guys have anything to add on Forge 2.0 or Forge World.
Contact Harvest. That's the book.
Oh, that's right.
With Sergeant Johnson, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there's the Forerunner trilogy coming out this year.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
I heard that on the Halo Universe panel from Comic-Con.
Oh, okay.
Island's doing that one, right?
Who?
I think he's helping. I don't know if he's
helping?
Being written by Greg Bear.
Yeah.
Then what was the one that Eric Nyland... Oh, is that the shorts that he was helping with?
He did Evolutions.
He did part of Evolutions.
Oh, I guess that's what he was talking about then. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have the first three books. I have Ghost of Onyx, which I haven't finished yet, and I have Contact Harvest.
Yeah.
The other one that you're missing is Cold Protocol. Right. The
other. Yeah. That one's good?
And short stories.
I heard Evolutions the Cold Protocol is mediocre. It's not very good.
Oh, okay.
I definitely liked Evolutions a lot more than Cold Protocol.
Well, it seems like Cold Protocol is more of a history.
Yeah, and in Evolutions, they even talk about Cole and Evolutions, too. So.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the fourth trilogy should fill a ton of holes.
I do want to know what happens with Kelly and Dr. Helsley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really.
I never got into that. Yeah, I mean, that was like a cliffhanger in itself.
I just got past that part in Onyx when the last time I was reading it, I think it was 3 years ago. I need to go back and reread all the originals, too, since I've kind of forgotten.
Definitely or reread Reach.
Or at least the first and third one, because the second one's pretty much a...
Right.
Reach was phenomenal. That was really... And I'm assuming most of us have the Halo Legends.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Is that the anime?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. No, I watched some of it, but I never picked it up.
I watched the first three, and then I was like, okay, this is...
It's weird.
Yeah, I didn't like them that much, to be honest.
Nah, it's... especially the last one. With
Dr. Halsey, where they were rescuing her, that one was corny. My opinion.
Which one that was that one with...
they were rescuing her.
Where was Kelly and Chief?
Yeah.
Wasn't there one with like a dinosaur in it?
Yeah.
That was
a dinosaur. That was
there's a leaf. If that's what you're talking about.
No, there was literally like a dinosaur.
Oh, it was a gorilla, right? Like a killer.
Godzilla.
No, actually, it was a brute. It was like a super brute.
Oh yeah, it was. Yeah,
Brutus Maximus.
I don't know what I was thinking of.
That's the one where the guy was like, it was a comedy,
right?
Yeah, some random Spartan and the kid trying to save the kids or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a big mama.
It was a dino monkey.
Super monkey movie.
Super monkey balls? What?
You remember, what was that, Mad TV, where the guy was Mike Sasso or whatever his name is? The guy that's Arnold Schwarzenegger? He's like, I got a new movie, some super monkey movie about killer monkeys. My super monkey movie. Oh, man. Justin, what are we doing here?
I think we're going to go ahead and go on to...
Oh, no, I was asking my son, Justin.
Oh, I thought you said Dustin. I'm like,
oh, hey, Dustin, what are we doing?
Well, that's going to get confusing when we first meet up.
We're stuck in a level, and I'm like, where are we going here? Sorry about that.
Oh, boy.
So, do we want to talk about the trailer?
Yeah, let's talk about the trailer, which came out, was it this? No, it was last week.
Yeah.
I think it was like, was it Friday or was it like Thursday?
I want to say Thursday.
So I know they included it in the update on Friday. So
Yeah, it was a pretty cool trailer.
I've seen this trailer.
Oh, you haven't?
Oh, I don't think so.
Really? Go to Bungie.net and watch it right now.
Yeah.
If I can find it.
One of the memorable clips in the trailer, I think, was when all the warthogs were just straight up driving towards the
space. Oh, yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome.
And actually, I was watching IGN's Rewind of the trailer, and they actually paused it, and there's actually a mongoose in that thing of warthogs. There's just this, like, one mongoose with these two guys on it. It's like, why would you be driving into this battle on a mongoose? Yeah,
kind of under-equipped.
We'll get on!
It's like when all the Spartans are, like, shooting at that phantom, like... like, are you expecting to take it down or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that I couldn't quite understand what was going on in that scene.
Yeah, he's shooting the pistol. He's like,
I think that was kind of more. I think the trailer was more for a visual appeal than it was necessarily storyline driven.
Yeah. Of course it was, but it's just like, okay, you're shooting at a phantom with a pistol. Yeah.
I guess it was. They went for an emotional. An emotionally driven trailer.
That scene actually felt like ODST, the ODST trailer.
Yep, it did.
Because it's like the exact same scene.
Wow, we're stuck. We just here killing those little flood guys.
Just spin around for like 3 seconds and then stop some random spot and just go forward. Should get you out. At least on your 100th try.
I know. Before I throw up, I'm like.
I'm drowning in hell. So you finished watching the trailer, PK?
Perhaps.
No.
I'll take that as a no. Because we'll let you finish, and then we will begin our elegant discussion.
Elegant.
Elegant. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I have seen this.
Oops, sorry. Didn't mean to burn you. Oh. I set my son on fire.
Didn't mean to burn you, what?
I set my son on fire.
Fire!
I put my cigarette out on his arm. You know, smoking.
To toughen him up, you know?
Oh, gosh. But yeah, a definite graphics upgrade for the campaign.
Oh, yeah, I mean...
For everything. That's what they originally talked about. They said they had, like, how many times the pixels? Like, do you remember what they said? Like,
billion.
I don't remember.
They upgraded it, like, tenfold or something.
Oh, yeah. They could display 10 times more pictures or something.
Yeah. Like, if they compared the assault rifles from Halo 3 and Reach, and there's so much more detail.
Mm-hmm. 1 million
is
more cost effective.
Yeah. The only concern I have, though, is that I liked the feel and look of Halo 3, even though it wasn't like the ideal settings for
it was still an improvement over Halo 2.
Yeah, but it was the first one on the next gen, and I know a lot of people expected more from like the visuals and graphics, but I thought it looked really slick and clean. Like the Spartan's armor looks really nice and everything, and I understand that
Spartan 3 glitches around the map.
Well, okay, fine.
Stretches and everything.
Yeah, well, that's... I don't know. Like, I guess this is more of, like... I notice this when I'm actually capturing for people. Dustin, you might know a little bit about this. Like, when you're just, like, watching, like... Sometimes I do it from, like, third person. When you're just, like, watching the Spartan, like, his armor looks so, like, vibrant and, like, vivid. Yeah. And the colors and everything. And, like, so crisp. And it just looks really great. And then when I look at Reach, I see, like, the Spartans with they're, like, all the little details on their armor and all, the, like, the satchels and... all over the place, and it just, I don't know, it looks kind of messy to me. I mean, I still like the improvements and everything they've made to like the environments and even the modeling, but it's just, I don't know, it feels like the Spartan 2's armor, at least in Halo 3, looked really crisp.
Yeah, it's cleaner.
Yeah,
they kind of gritted them up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they look a little more roughed up. And then
they even did it to the metals, too, if you notice.
Mm-hmm. In that way, you kind of get more of a, I guess, a realistic feel.
Yeah.
Either that or Master Chief has some really good turtle wax.
No.
I don't know. I don't get... I look at a lot of the stuff like you put up and some of these other ones, and I'm not sure how you guys get that vibrant color, because, I mean, on some of them, it just stands out way too much. Like, I was watching a montage earlier today.
Well, that can be color contrasted and all that stuff, so that's more of an editor's job in that case. But for me, I just
yeah, the armor definitely looks cleaner in Halo 3 than it does in Reach. I know where you're going with there, but, I mean, the detail in Halo Reach is just outstanding and all jaw-dropping, at least for
me. Yeah, I definitely love the environmental
Except... The armor seems more bulky than...
Yeah. We got to remember these are older... Older models.
They're Spartan 3s, so they're newer.
Yeah, they're newer, actually.
Than the 6 on Halo 3?
I think they're like Mark 8 armor or something.
Wow.
Well, I mean, Master Chief, he got... I don't know when, like, where his upgrades were in the...
He got a Mark 6 for Halo... No, he didn't get an armor upgrade between Halo 2 and Halo 3.
Yeah, it was at the beginning of Halo 2 that he got the upgrade. So I guess
So the Spartan 3
would have. New Mark 6 came up from Song Dam this morning. Try to take it easy as you get used to the adjustments.
Wow, Dusty. That's more than I can do.
You are a nerd.
Aww.
Hey, I was the one that gave, who was it? Someone was Godfrey. They were throwing some kind of Halo competition, and Fumo IM'd me. It's like, I need a Halo question. It's like, okay. Who is the inventor of the Spartan 2 program? And it's like, okay. And Godfrey used that one. It's like, oh, okay, cool. That was the question, apparently.
Yep. Yeah, I remember that one. It's
Dr. Halsey, so.
Yeah.
I really like the backstory of Halo. I mean,
me too.
Great and all, but secretly, I think the storyline is pretty good for a video game based story.
Right.
And then you combine it with the books, and you have a really rich story arc that can, as I stated before, it can go anywhere. And it is. It's going all.
Yeah, even some of the miscellaneous kind of things that are, you know, like the. Was an ODST the was it the audio segments or the
audio logs?
Audio logs, right? Or you know, some of that is really on the like periphery where you know you may never notice it, you know, otherwise. But or even like
it's a full story though.
Yeah, for someone who wants to dig into it and to find more, it's there, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and then like, you look at Halo Wars.
Right.
No, it was. It was a side game, you know, but it's still Halo. So no matter, and you know, I hate to bring it up again, but it kind of reminds me of Star Trek, you know, so many different Star Trek Voyager and Star Trek this and that.
Only five.
Yeah, but look at all the fiction, you know. That's I don't want to say Star Wars because that's really pushing it, but I would go with. I would go with Star Trek. I wouldn't mind there being a freaking a sitcom or something, you know?
Okay. You
know? Master Chief and...
Cortana.
Cortana show, you know? A new version of Who's the Boss, you know?
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, just the way they've been able to round out the world so much, you know, like I even go back to think about when I was thinking about the ODST audio logs, even like from I Love Bees, that stuff.
Oh, yeah, you know, that was awesome.
Audio clips, you know, it didn't have anything to do with any of the games.
Yeah.
I mean, you could listen to it all on its own. It's an entirely new story. And I think it was like, was it three or four different stories, actually? Like, it had a bunch of different characters in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you would never know it was part of a game if you didn't know about the game itself. You just heard it on its own. And it made sense but on its own, you know?
Yeah, that was, you know, that was a classic. I still have that disc.
Oh, yeah. I got mine.
Yeah, I still have that. I remember going to, a friend of mine was like, dude, online you can discover the location of the last location of Isle of Bees and is in a movie theater in New York and you know I went and we were actually able to play Halo 2 you know in a movie theater screen and that was awesome you know that's kind of like where I was like oh man you know
that would be interesting to play Halo in the movie theater.
Oh yeah, we were playing against San Francisco and Texas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. Yeah.
Was that, I think that wasn't, like, I'm in Houston. I think that was in Austin, right?
I only remember hearing remnants of what, I Love Bees. I don't even know what it is.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
It's kind of like the, go ahead.
No, that's all I had to say.
I mean, from what I understand, I'd never heard all of the audio logs from ODST, but I think it's kind of like that, where there's a, it's like a parallel story that runs, you know, alongside the game itself. It takes place in the same universe, the same world, but you don't have any mention of Master Chief or any of the characters in the game. It's entirely different, you know?
Yeah, it's actually right before the attack of Halo 2.
Right. And, you know, the only thing that would even give it away is there's hints of, or like mentions
Spartan
of
program,
yeah, Spartan program, or like was it UNSC, or you know, something about Reach, you know, but otherwise it could be something entirely different, and it still works, you know, it's still a great, it's like a one of those old radio plays or whatever.
Yeah, it was all audio. It was pretty. It was awesome, man. I remember one time listening to all of them consecutively on the disc, and it was long. It was it's like a good
it was
5 hours. Or so. Yeah,
it was on a DVD, right?
Yup. Yeah. So if you haven't heard it, if anyone out there has never paid attention to I Love Bees, make sure you look it up, because it really extended the story. And the girl was actually a Spartan, right?
She was like a, I think,
super.
I was going to say the, I guess like a daughter of one of the Spartans, I think.
Yeah.
So she was like, you know, a candidate for like the next generation or whatever, Spartan 4s or Spartan whatever they are.
Three.
Spartan 3s, yeah, right.
Yeah, she kicked some butt though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she kicked some butt in the audio. It was pretty awesome.
It was Janice or something like that. I think it was her name.
Yeah, and it was a lot, man. It was like a really in-depth story. There were people getting assassinated.
Yep.
You know, people dying, and
a lot of
conspiracy theories and
right. Yeah, and you know, I think there was something about something in New Mombasa. You know. And
yeah.
Like, oh, that maybe that's a connection to the game, you know?
Yep. No, everything connects somewhere.
Yeah, there was even a mention of a weapons cache or something in Mombasa or New Mombasa. And I think it's one of the things that you run across in – well, I guess you could make the connection if you wanted to. It's one of the things you run across in Halo 2, I think, in one of the earlier stages.
Yeah.
You know, you're on one of the roofs of the buildings, and there's a big weapons stash there. And it's like, is that what they meant? You know?
Or did they mean the scarab gun thing up on the via super jump? Because that glitch I was talking about?
Maybe.
I know, right?
It's a pretty amazing super jump to get, but you get up there and you just have this plasma rifle that's a scarab gun.
Right.
No, I remember super jumping.
In terms of the story, like that's the thing for me with Halo Reach, and so, you know, if anybody hasn't heard that or hasn't read the books, or even hasn't played the first game, you know, it's worth it to go back and check it out. I think. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Experience. Especially the books. If you want a full storyline, I think the books are a must read.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, plus it's a good way to get you back into, you know, you could reintroduce yourself to the whole story arc.
Yeah, I'd say go with the first three if you're going to start reading, definitely when you're going to start reading them, but even to go back, just do the first three because you get the story of Master Chief and the Fall of Reach all in the same thing. And then
get
the first game, which, I mean, you don't have to read necessarily, but it's the entire first game. And then... the last one was First Strike, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So go through those.
And even, I don't know if any of you got the encyclopedia.
Oh, I did.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't looked at it too much, but that's a pretty hefty piece of...
it's huge. It's huge. I was looking at the Gravemind, the story behind the Gravemind, and what exactly is the Gravemind, and, you know, they... For those not familiar with who he is, it was just a culmination of all the flood forms put together. And I believe in the book it said once the flood reached their maximum flood level or some crazy thing like that. Yeah, their floodiness, they actually become his name again? Gravemind. So I found that interesting, and you know,
Do you mean that they merge with Gravemind, or they become their own?
Yes.
Okay. No, I was like, they become their own Gravemind. What?
I thought there was a mention in somewhere where
if it was small enough, it could be its own Gravemind, but it eventually would grow into the mass as a whole.
Yeah, because that was an interesting part of Halo 2. It was like, what the hell is this Gravemind thing? And then you didn't see him in 3. You just heard him, and he talked a lot of trash about,
he tried to stop the Pelican, didn't he? When flying away in that one scene.
Yeah. Right.
For how imposing the Gravemind is supposed to be, how they acted him out in Halo 3 made him somewhat of a wimp. being able to control his extremities, he should have been able to hold down that Pelican because he had enough time to grip it. It's like, okay. I'm just going to give you that little glimpse of hope that somewhat makes sense, not really.
The story I mentioned earlier with telling about Cortana when Master Chief leaves her, it really gets into what the Gravemind is and what he does as well, because she gets to actually look at his mind and stuff like that while they're connected. So, it's pretty interesting.
Wow, I gotta check that out then.
Yeah,
and I almost picked it up.
This is in
Evolutions. Yeah.
Okay, that's one of the books I don't have.
Yeah, they got some pretty awesome short stories for being short stories.
Not nice.
The Secret.
Yeah, but the trailer itself, it really it got a bunch of us to go back to Potacular.
Yeah, we're getting a big influx of old forum members back.
Yeah. And it's only gonna get bigger, and hopefully we'll get Fumo Jive on the show.
Fumo!
And I know he's definitely psyched. He's left me a message saying he's ready. He's ready for Reach.
A lot of people are ready for Reach.
Mm-hmm.
Who isn't ready for Reach?
Reach.
Maybe the Halo haters, but they're probably ready for Reach too. Well,
I've actually heard a lot of Call of Duty commentators that have. Like, obviously, a lot of people are tired of Call of Duty, and a lot of them saying, I'm really excited about Halo Reach. It looks really cool, and Bungie's putting a lot of work into it with working with the community, so they're excited about it. So, there might be a shift.
That's pretty bad when you can get people from an opposing
franchise.
to be like, this is really cool.
Yeah. A lot of them prefer SWAT because you don't have the whole shield thing, but, it's...
Yeah.
Halo offers progress. That.
Yeah.
Halo offers that.
Exactly. Yep. I love SWAT.
SWAT's an interesting game type.
Yeah. I remember telling the story way before, but when Halo 2 came out, I came up with a game type called Rainbow Six 20... what was it? Rainbow Six 2025. And all it was SWAT. I never played SWAT beforehand, so all it was no shield, no shields. And my friends at the time, we were all a clan on the Rainbow Six 3, and they were like, this is stupid, dude. And I'm like, what, man? It's Rainbow Six. And they're like, we don't want this. So I never played the game type before, and then lo and behold, I heard there's a SWAT, so...
Yeah.
I mean, I heard it months later, but, it was just coincidence. Yeah, so I was like, oh, cool. But yeah, so.
Interesting.
Are you going to turn it off? Okay. Yeah, we're going to turn off Halo.
Aw.
So, bringing us back to the trailer, there are some pretty epic, scenes in that trailer, of... gigantic proportions, the very last one after a lot of the title sequences at the end, right. There's Noble Six standing there in front of a mountain range with a Covenant cruiser on top of it burning.
Yeah,
that was pretty sweet.
Wow. Yeah, that was epic.
Then of course you got the dog fighting and I don't know, it looked just the whole
and the massive vehicles.
Yeah, just it looks pretty awesome. And how Bungie was talking about how they added upped capacity for AI interaction. So like you can have like these huge battles, which was what happened on Reach, because the Covenant were going for some Forerunner relics or something instead of glassing. So there's gonna be some pretty awesome battles.
Yeah, I remember reading the book, and you know, you had brutes landing in the streets, and you know, according to the books, and that was pretty awesome.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing we know, it will follow the story, but not word for word. And
right,
you know, as I stated, it's going to be like the Titanic, but it'll be interesting to actually play that book.
I'm going to have to read the book before I play the game, just to be on the safe side.
I mean, it's a very small part, I almost said Spartan.
Well, yeah. very small Spartan.
It's a very small part of
I'm Spartacus.
Entire invasion of Reach, but it's still definitely something that I'd like to see played out, which is why I'm buying the game. So
awesome. Yeah, so cool.
I'm probably getting Legendary Edition too. You know,
yeah,
I'm either going to buy the console or I'm going to get Limited.
No, I'll put money. I'll put money on the Legendary.
Yeah, I don't think
I need a 10-inch statue, but
hey, I have the helmet from Halo 3, so
yeah, show off.
I did not put it on my cat though, so
what?
That was the big thing. Like, you could put it on your cat if you hollowed it out a little bit, it could fit on your cat's head. But
gosh.
I know there are a lot of videos after that thing, the Halo 3 was released, like people would take everything out and then just put it on somebody's head or their pet's head or something.
Oh, gosh. That's funny.
Yeah, poor cats.
Lol, cats.
Whoa, that was loud.
What the heck?
What the? That was actually me sending a message.
let's see. Do we have anything else to talk about?
No, not at the moment.
Until Bungie comes out with more info, I don't think we can really speculate on much more, because this trailer seemed to be more or less a graphic show-off.
Basically.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
But I mean, hopefully they have 6 more weeks. So,
how Bungie operates. They leave little hints and everything there to just generate all kind of conspiracies.
Well, just get the buzz going, you know.
Yeah, definitely. They're good at that. I give them that.
Yeah, they definitely keep their secrets until they want to tell them.
Yeah, they're pretty good at that.
I do like that they let Rooster Teeth and stuff. They went over and did the whole Blood Gulch vid doc, Deja Vu, and then they were like teasing about getting outside of the map, and that whole video was pretty awesome. And then we got to see Forge World the next week when Comic Con rolled around. So they can keep their secrets pretty well, even with people coming in and taking a look at it. So
yeah, man. It will be nice.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll have another video out pretty soon.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah. A couple of administrative things before we leave. For those of you who haven't heard or haven't seen, we are hosting a 3v3 Halo 3 farewell tournament.
Hooray!
Where you have the potential to win a copy of Halo Reach.
And Xboxes. Yeah.
No Xboxes. No quite. Xboxes.
Every member gets a brand new Xbox.
No Xbox.
The person who wins gets Dustin's Halo Reach Xbox 360.
No. No. They don't.
Autographed.
If you want to pay the money for it, sure.
You already offered to, remember?
No, I didn't. I did.
Okay, no, moving on.
No way. So, yes, go look at the rules in the forums. Go sign up.
Game types will be out soon, right?
Game types will be out probably by the time this podcast comes out, if not the day before. or so. It'll be coming out Wednesday of this week of August 2nd.
Hmm.
So look to those. Get your teams together. Start practicing. And we will probably see you around the beginning of September.
Mm-hmm.
And we will start play.
Should be a great time.
It should be. This is going to be great. We're looking forward to getting a big turnout here. So
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, how many teams did you say we had registered so far?
Right now we have 7 registered teams.
For first 2 days of registration?
Yeah, registration has been open for 2 days. Actually, good. Yeah, 2 days. So, looking to doing that. Also, look for a new podcast from PK Gamer One. he has his own iTunes feed, so
that's right. It's on there
go
now.
Subscribe,
and we'll get better, hopefully.
Hopefully, yes. Britt and I have been working on a secret project that hopefully will make it past education. Blah, blah, blah. I can't even say that word. Adjudication. we still have a few more test runs to do. Not sure if we'll put anything out.
Nice. Bungie-esque secrets.
I want to quickly shout out to all my fans from Halo Amplified that we will be coming back and doing some stuff for Reach. So
nice.
Don't lose faith in us. We've been kind of taking another big break, so, you know.
Oh, and someone sent me a comment on YouTube telling me I needed to plug my YouTube channel. So this is my shameless plug to go subscribe to my videos at Duststorm Pettigrew on YouTube.
Oh, same here. I need to do that too.
Amplified
just,
HD.
Yeah, I just started doing Halo and Modern Warfare 2 commentaries. Not playing Modern Warfare 2 as much anymore, but I still have some stuff saved. And Amplified HD, like Dustin said. So.
I really hate you guys. I wish I had a decent capture card.
And we may be doing a partnership to where we will offer a service to capture your stuff. Details are still in the works.
Yep.
So, looking at possibly cheap quality.
Yeah. Recording. So at the least, go check out our channels for the quality of the capturing.
Yes.
So. Cheap. You have like a $200 capture card, Dustin.
Well, yeah, I do.
Yeah. Quality. That's like 1080 and HD. And
no, cheap as in like it's cheap to buy and the, or cheap service,
cheap,
but
yeah,
you get
cheap
awesome
service
quality.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, let's see. I think that's it. Now to the scripting part. Send in your comments, questions, and submissions to submissions@podtacular.com. Our show is community-centered based on your submissions, so be sure to submit. Watch podtacular.com for an invitation to submit your stuff for next week's show, which has
submit, submit, submit.
Submit, submit, yes. And donate.
That'd be good.
I will pawn you into submission.
I see what you did there. Okay.
That's what she said.
Oh, man.
Be sure to check out our website, podtacular.com, and while you're there, come drop us a line in the forums and get involved with the community. Also, go join our tournament.
Yes. We need paying members for that tournament as well.
Yeah, donations would be appreciated to help cover the cost of the prizes.
Yes.
Thanks to everyone that contributed to Podtacular by dedicating time to lead events, helping out with the bills by donating through PayPal, following us on Twitter and Facebook, or subscribing to the show on iTunes and Zune Marketplace. Sweet. Also, check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, the GCN Video Game Show, the Post Game Report over at TalkingAboutGames.com, which is JVB's show.
Yay.
Destructoid. Hello. And Captain Crunk's new podcast when it comes out for Soda Pop Journal.
Yep.
Yep. And the Bad Dudes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And the Bad Dudes, which right. You go subscribe to. It's the page is open in iTunes right now. I just need to click the subscribe free button.
Thank you, brother.
When we're done. So, yeah. Any last comments before we say goodbye?
I just want to say tell your friends that Potacular is back. And, yep. You know,
back.
Let's
ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, and where to go?
Well,
it's back now. That
see, they're going to take over the show again. I'm telling you, it's a conspiracy.
Back in the sense that I mean that we're going to start, you know, kicking some butt and getting, we're going to be.
Our popularity be kind of increases a little bit.
Each Halo game comes out. Weeks.
Well, just a quick question. How many total downloads does Potacular have?
We've dropped below 1,000 now.
I mean overall.
Oh, overall? Over 2 million.
There you go. So, that's something.
Yeah. I think the most downloaded podcast was probably your farewell podcast. I think that might have been one of the higher ones, and it was in the order of hundreds of thousands downloads.
Damn.
Whoa.
I think. I have to recheck the stats.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
that sounds about right.
That's just a few hundred thousand people saying, thank God.
And a few thousand people before we decided to pick up the slack, and people now don't like us too much. But
yeah, you guys are still up there on iTunes. So
are we?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. On the you go to not new
and
notable
games and hobbies.
Yeah. So don't worry about it.
Somewhere in there. Yeah.
Somewhere in there. But yeah, we've definitely had over 2 million downloads. All time downloads. 2,208,786.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's.
I'm actually gonna tweet that right now.
Let's see.
People are gonna get sick of hearing Potacular.
Actually, the most downloaded show was actually the two video podcasts right after you guys left, and those were 14,000 plus.
Oh, wow. That's like 8,000 downloads per episode.
The most downloaded audio episode was your farewell episode at 14,382.
Wow.
Damn. It took us leaving to get a crazy amount like that. Wow.
Yeah.
I was gonna mess with you, Dust Storm, and be like, imagine when we come back.
See? I'm telling you, it's a conspiracy. It is a conspiracy.
No. Like I said.
I wouldn't mind.
Nah. Maybe every once in a while. Yeah, maybe we'll tease that we're coming back, but we really don't. And then everyone downloads it in anticipation.
That would be interesting. I wonder how much of a attraction you could get from a lot of the older members to come back that way.
I'm already.
Well,
we already got you, Fumo, and Captain Crunk back.
I don't know. I went anywhere.
I got a few people who were like, oh man, you guys gonna do Potacular again? I'm like, no. It's like, no, just promoting it. It's Halo time.
Yep.
So, all right, cool. So, thanks for having me on.
Oh, that's ironic, PK.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know, isn't it?
Ooh, kick coming on DVD.
What?
Nice. No, the DVD for Kick.
Oh, yeah? DVDs? Who buys
Blu-ray,
DVDs?
Blu-ray.
There you go.
Imagine VHS. Sweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys, for tuning in. And thank you, JVB and Captain Crunk, for coming on.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And Painkiller.
And PK and Amplified Silence.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah, yeah, and don't forget that G. Lewis is the only person to ever be screamed at by Fumo Jive during a podcast. So
I'm going to go back and find this.
Oh man,
that was classic.
Yep.
Because I definitely don't remember that happening.
Did his chubby fingers just press the wrong button or something? I don't know. What happened?
I've heard of this. Class.
Yeah, so. Yeah, search for it. There's your homework. Do your homework.
Well, we definitely hope to have you guys on in the very near future as stories develop for Reach.
Totally.
Definitely.
So
I'll be paying attention now. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
All right, don't worry. I won't let you guys forget.
Make sure you guys subscribe to iTunes. This is a new feed that we're putting out on. It's basically just replaced the old feed, but it's a new feed nonetheless. Some of the formatting's been fixed up. So make sure you subscribe.
Are you starting to do enhanced stuff, or are you just...
No, haven't gotten that far yet. I'm debating whether or not I want to try that. I mean, I've seen what Rooster Teeth's done with it, but right now I really don't have the time to do it.
And they have a different format, and, you know, it's...
If someone wants to invest time to do it, then I guess we could get them involved some way.
Or I could possibly do it, since I have a Mac and GarageBand, but... we'll see.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks everyone again for listening, and until next week when we have a decided show topic. Peace. Keep on fragging trucks.
Yeah, keep on fragging trucks.
Halo Reach. What are some other good little memes that you guys came up with?
Down now.
Is every time you're going to be on here now going to end with a TX quote?
You should quote the commercial I showed you, Dusty.
Stop whining.
Aw.
Stop whining.
Well, we did. Can I rope you?
It's funny.
Ba-bam, right? Yeah, ba-bam.
Yeah, ba-bam. Some people like to do it hardcore.
Smuggling plums was one.
Smuggling plums?
There was a Rumple Big Butt.
What about the one? Who was the one that did the awesome Arnold scream one day, like out of the blur? Like, I think, was that Lone Banana Phone? No. I don't know. We've had plenty.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, I need to get to bed, go wake up early.
And I need to get to bed.
Do it now. See you at the party, Victor.
Do it now.
See you at the party, Victor.
All right, guys. Take it easy, man. We'll be right back.